got to like catch up a little bit. We're up to Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. To that Uli Yerokos says in the Mishnah the Rosh Hashanah Tishrei Yerokos Tana the Yerokos Ula Maisois Ula Nedarim. There's another Tana that says three things: Yerokos, Maisois, and Nedarim. We learned this a little bit already. The Yerokos Ma'niu. What does it mean? Yerokos Maiser. So it says the Gemara, then Yerek, I know Maiser. So why do you write two different things, Yerokos and Maiser's? It says the Gemara, Tana Derabanan, Tana Deraisa. There's two different components. There is there's Maiser, which is Derabanan, there's Maiser Deraisa. We're listening to Deraisa Bereshus. So why don't we write Deraisa first? Why does he write first Yerokos, which is Derabanan? It's the Gemara, no, I need the Chaviva Ale, Akhtamala. Because it's more Chav, Akhtamala Bereshus. Because anything that comes from a Drosha, that comes from Chazal, Chazal have a special Chaviva, so they put that first. Ask the Gemara, we're listening, Maiser. Why does it say Maisrois, Lashon Rabbah? Why does it just say Maiser? Echad Maiser Behema, Echad Maiser Dagon. Because there's two different types of Maiser. There's Maisrois. Interesting question. Why doesn't it say, why does it say Chaga Matzois? It should say Chaga Matzah. The answer is because we have three Matzois. Chaga Shavuois, seven weeks. Why is the Chag called Chaga Psachim? Why is it called Chaga Psachim? Because lots of people bring different carbon Pesach, even though we could, yeah. Not everyone could eat one carbon Pesach. Chaga Sukkos is an interesting shaila. Why is it called Chaga Sukkos? Chaga Sukkah. All of Chayis will consider one Sukkah. So I heard once a pshat, the reason is because Sukkah is Tilsa de Mamnusa, and every person has a different relationship with Hashem. The Sukkah represents the relationship. So there's many different Sukkos. Different people have different types of relationships. I'll call upon him. There's different types of maestros. There's maeser behema and maeser dagon. Therefore, it's listed as Hashem. Four lines from the bottom. We're listening to Yerek. Why does it say Yerokois? Why doesn't it just say Yerek? Also, Tregavne Yerek. What's that? It's not. It says in the Mishnah Yerek. A ne'egad, Mishayagid, a ne'erek, a Yerek, a vegetable that it's usually going to be bound together. They put it in bundles. The only chayiv once it has that bundle. She'enu ne'egad, it doesn't usually put in a bundle. Once you just fill it up into the kli, so then it's going to be chayiv and mice. You can no longer just eat it casually. So therefore, there's two different types of yerokos. Therefore, it says yerokos. Tana Rabbanan. Let's go back to the basics. What does it say over here? Leket yer, leket yerek, erev Rosh Hashanah. Person gathers together the fruit, erev Rosh Hashanah, ad shaloi tavei hashemesh, before the sun comes down. In other words, until before Rosh Hashanah actually falls, then because of Aliket, and then again he gathers together other vegetables. Misha, we're turning the page. Misha, top.
He lost him. He hit mute.
Sorry, thank you. And the other half is Misha Tomei Hashemesh. After the sun goes down, so now we have two different groups of fruit. One that was from before the sundown, the other one is after. Ain't time or maestrim is alzah. The fish ain't time or maestrim. Lohimin achadash ala yashon. Lohimin ayashon ala chadash. So these are two different, you have to see them as two totally separate entities, and therefore you can't take maestro off of one on the other. What happens if when this happens, it was in the second year and going into the third year? We spoke about the fact that there is a seven-year cycle. The first 2 years of the seven-year cycle, there's Maiser Sheini, and the third year, there's Maiser Ani. The seventh year is Shemitah. So, im Maisa Shnia Nechneses Leshlishas, if this happened, from the second year going into the third year, and you're doing it right before Rosh Hashanah of the third year, so Shnia Maiser Rishon or Maiser Sheini. In the second year, you have Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheini. Shlishas, in the third year, you have Maiser Rishon or Maiser Ani. So therefore, there's different maestros in the different years. Mino hani mili, asked the Gemara. Where do you know this from? Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi, kisich lelaser, eskol maaser tvoascha, bishnah shana shlishis, shinas ha-maaser. It says when you take off maestro in the third year, which is the year of maeser, which is lashon yachid, shana shein ba ela maeser echad. That year, there's only one maeser. So in other words, you have, even though in the first 2 years, you have maeser rishon and maeser sheini, in the third year, we see that Shana Shlishis, something is missing. It's called Shnas HaMa'aser. Ein lo ela Maaser Echad. Okay, so how is that possible? Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Ani, or Ma'aser Sheni. Yevatel. You have to give Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani in the third year. But Ma'aser Sheni is Vatel. Ein Elaf Ma'aser Rishon, Ami Yevatel. Maybe even Ma'aser Rishon you shouldn't give. What does it mean? It's the year of only one Ma'aser. The only Ma'aser you have is Ma'aser Ani, and that's it. And there's no Ma'aser Rishon even. Talmud Leimer, Be'ala Leviim, Tedaber, Ba'amarta Leim. You speak to the Levim, you say, Kisikku me'es b'nei Yisrael, es ha-maser, asher nosati lehem me'itam be'nachalaschem. This is the big pasuk. It says, you give it to them in your nachala, in your inheritance. Kisha akosav le'nachala. The pasuk is now linking the ma'aser rishon that we give to Levim to nachala, ma'nachala ein lo hefsik. Just like nachala, it doesn't stop, that it does, there's no interruption. And there's always inheritance. Af Ma'aser Rishon ein lo hefsik. Also, Ma'aser Rishon doesn't stop. So let's just do a quick review. Ma'aser Rishon is what we give to the Levim. It's 1/10. Me'eser is Ma'aser. Ma'aser Sheni is what we usually would bring to Yerushalayim and eat there, b'kedusha or b'poyed, and bring the money to Yerushalayim. And Ma'aser Ani is what we give to poor people. So in the first 2 years, you have Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni. In the third year, we stop Ma'aser Sheni and we have Ma'aser Ani. Well, I would think maybe you also stop Ma'aser Rishon. No, the pasuk says Nachalaschem, just like Nachala doesn't get stopped. Also, Ma'aser Rishon doesn't get stopped. Now the Gemara continues. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, or Tanya Idach. Tanya Nami Hachi, we're in the middle of the Amid, a little bit towards the top. Kisichle Le'aser shona she'ein ba ela ma'aser echad. We have a similar type of price. So that says, it says only 1 year. Okay, Tzad, how do you have that? Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani. That year you'll give Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani. Or Ma'aser Sheni Yevatel. Yochalaf Ma'aser Rishon Ami Yevatel. I mean, you also should be Mevatel Ma'aser Rishon. After all, we said there's only one Ma'aser. So therefore, maybe that Ma'aser should only be Ma'aser Ani, and that's it. Tamu Loimer u'bahalevi. It says the Levi comes. Whenever he comes, you have to give him. So that means that there's no year where we can tell the Levi, oh, I'm sorry, this year we're not giving. And therefore, we always have Ma'aser Rishon. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, Ein Hatzarach, I don't need that as a makar, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Are you Omer? And he goes back to our original makar that we said. We actually did all of this. Those of you that were with us the last time, I want to apologize again about the fact that we missed those 2 days. I apologize specifically to Chaim, who wakes up extra early because he's in Chicago, so it's an hour earlier for him. And for just sitting on the phone and waiting for me, I really apologize. I was in transit, no excuse, and I hope to, Beis Hashem, try to be more consistent. Next, Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, says the Nedarim, Tana Rabbanan. Two dots, Rabbi said, the bottom of your base, I'm in base. Nedarim also, now this can't mean for Baal Ta'achar of Nedarim, because we already spoke about Baal Ta'achar of Nedarim. We said that was, the Rosh Hashanah for that was Pesach. So what does it mean, Nedarim, Tana Rabbanan, Amudra Anome Chaveiroi. Someone that makes a neder from his friend, Lishana, for the next year I'm not being nana from that person. So we count 12 months from day to day. In other words, it's the date. Let's say he makes that neder on Chav Gimel Av. Then when he says a year, it means a year from now, Chav Gimel Av, he has to be usher in Hanot to that person for that entire year. That's if he just says the word Lishana. B'mamar Lishana Zu. But if he says for this year, even if he's only standing on the 29th day of Elul, if he says for this year, so we assume he just means for this, we're going to call it calendar year until the next Tishrei, which if you're standing on the 29th day of Elul, it's just 1 day later. So basically, you end up with a neder of 1 day. It says the Gemara, I feel the man d'amar yimechad b'shana, eino chashiv shana. Even according to the man d'amar that holds that in a classic case, 1 day is not considered to be a year. And if he said a year, so how is 1 day going to suffice? Over here is different because he made a neder. He's just trying to be mitzayer himself. So therefore, we can assume that he means even a very small amount of time, and he was Mitzayer himself, and therefore it's good. Now the Gemara asks the question, the Eimanisa, how do we know? When he says Shanazu, he's referring to Tishrei, maybe he's referring to Nisan. Nisan's also a Rosh Hashanah of sorts, of a lot of sorts. And says the Gemara ben Adarim, Achar Achar Lashon ben Adam. Because when people speak about the new year, we don't speak about Nisan as the new year. We speak about Rosh Hashanah as being the new year. So therefore, by Nedarim, we go after Lashon b'nei Adam. We try to think about what a person's thoughts are, and that's what the Neder is. Tanan Hasam. Atil son, Misha Titzmach. Now we're going to get back to the Yerukas. Interesting. Wondering why we're getting back to the Yerukas right now. Atil son, let's see what the third, that third thing was. I hope I didn't just mute you. I didn't. It was Yerukas, Maisris, and Nedarim. Okay, we're going to speak over here about the different types of vegetables when they start being chayiv in Trumas and Maisris. So it says, Atilson Misha Titzmach. My Misha Titzmach. Tilson is some sort of vegetable translated as min tavlin, actually. Finigri, Rashi says, or fenugreek, whatever it's a type of spice, misha tatzmich, when it starts to sprout, misha tatzmich lizroim, when it starts sprouting towards seeds, it has seeds. Atvua v'hazesim, however, when it comes to grains and olives, misha tat misha yaviu shlish, when it starts growing a third, so it grows a third of what is its normal growth, is already considered to be chayiv in that year is going to be considered the year of Trumas and Maisers. Mino hani mini. Where'd you get this from? They say the reason is because of the pasuk. Amar kol miketz sheva shanim b'moyed shnas hashmita b'chag hasukos. So it's the end of 7 years. It's Chag HaSukkos, which should already be the eighth year. The end after 7 years. Hashmata, mayavidite b'Chag HaSukkos. Shmini is he. Why are you doing Shmita by Chag HaSukkos after 7 years? You're already in the eighth year. Eloi melecha, that must be to tell you. Kol tvua sheviu b'shana, kol tvua sheviu shlish b'shviyas. Any tvua that already brought you, already grew a third in the seventh year. So lefnei Rosh Hashanah, atanayig by minag shviyas bishminis. So even though we're now in the eighth year, but because it grew the significant amount of one third of its full potential, it grew in the shmita year. That's considered to be kedushas shviyas, and you have to be noyig kedushas, even though it's growing. Two-thirds, most of it is in eighth year. So if we would have looked at it, we would have said it's an eighth-year crop. But because it grew one-third in the seventh year, it's already going to be chayev in shmita. That's the marmalei Rav Zera, the Rav Asi. Rav Zera said to Rav Asi, "Vidilma loy ayel klal." Maybe it didn't start growing at all. Maybe I'll learn understand the pasuk differently. We want to know, what does it mean there's Shemitah until Sukkos? Dilma lo ayel klal, v'kamer achmana tashmet, v'tezel ad chag hasukos. Says the Gemara, maybe as follows. We know that Shemitah is 7 years. Yeah, but maybe Shemitah runs into the eighth year. Maybe what we're saying over here in this pasuk is, you have to keep Shemitah until the eighth year, and that's it. It doesn't make a difference. It grows, it doesn't grow. This is not about the crop. Maybe it's about the ground, the land. You have to keep Shemitah until chag hasukos of the eighth year. So on David Gimel Amar Av, second line, Loi Salka Daitach. You shouldn't think that. V'chsiv v'chag ha'osif b'tzeis hashana. The pasuk says the chag of gathering at the end of the year. My osif. What does the pasuk mean to say? Ilema chag haba b'sman asifa. If it's just coming to tell us, it's the chag that comes in the time of the gathering. V'chsiv ba'osficha. We have a different pasuk already that tells us for the gathering. Elamai Asif Katsir. So what does Asif mean? It means the times of the sheathing or the cutting. The Kimler Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon already have established, they know B'chol tvua sheniktura b'chag, any tvua that got cut by Sukkos, b'yadua sheviu shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. We know that it already brought a shlish. So what are we saying? There's some sort of discussion of this chag of Sukkos called chag asif, which means chag katzir. Why are we doing that? If it's just coming to tell us that the Shemitah goes all the way until Sukkos, so what is this chag katzir idea? The answer is any ktsira that we do by Sukkos is going to be chayiv still in Shemitah. Why is that? Because the Chachamim said, what would be the reason for that? The Chacham come along and tell us, yeah, because it grew a third. If you're able to already cut it by Sukkos, it must have grown a third in the past year. So the Chacham understood from this that our din of Sukkos is that there's a residual Shemitah exclusively on something that grew a third in the year of Shemitah. Let's see it again. Three lines from the top. It says, "My Asif, ilayma chag haba mizman asifa." If you mean a chag that comes in the time of Sifa, Ksiv already says in a different pasuk, "Be'aspicha." So we know that already. It's in the time of gathering. My Asif katsir. Must be the cutting of the fruit. V'kimlu rabban the chol tvush and niktzera b'chag. The chum already confident. They knew, they were certain. Any tvua that was cut by Sukkot time, biyadua sheviu shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. It must have grown already a third before Rosh Hashanah. The two-thirds that it's growing from Rosh Hashanah until Sukkot. Wow, that's amazing growth. V'kakari labet seis Hashanah. It's called the end of the year. I'm going to be here, I'm going to say, v'kimur abanan, mei shlish lefachas mei shlish. Rabbanan, we're able to be certain, to be sensitive, the difference between exactly a third and less than a third. What happens if it's just like it's just a minute amount off? The Chachamim know, they're certain about that exact number. It's a solid number. Amar le, lo avamina lecha, did I not tell you already? L'tepik nafshecha lebarmei hilchasa. Don't start going away from the halacha, Moshe Mitzrayim, from the halacha. In other words, kol midas Chachamim, kach hu. That's the way the Chachamim's midas are. And don't start nitpicking on the Chacham's midas. Ba'arboim so toivo. Ba'arboim so chasa kurtov eino yachalitbo. Behem. If you have exactly 40 sa of water, then a person can be toivo. That's the Chacham's shear. If you have even just a drop, a quart of less, you can't be toivo. Kibetza metametumas oilim. Kibetza chasa shumshon eino metametumas oilim. If you have something the size of an egg, that's tamei. So that is going to be metame tumas oil. However, if it's missing even just a shumshon, which is a sesame seed, it's not metame tumas oil. Shloisha shloisha metame medrash. Shloisha shloisha chaser nima nima achas ena metame medrash. If it's missing even one strand from 3x3, it's not metame tumas medrash, which is a tuma of something walking on something. So therefore, what do we see? The midas of Chachamim, that's the way they shtal the Rebek. It's exactly this, and not even a little bit less. So therefore, the Chacham said the midah, the shear, when it comes to how much it has to grow before is one third of the growth, and the Chacham were able to pinpoint that, and a person shouldn't try to question, because we find that that's the way the Chacham's midas are. They are exact in that fashion. The Gemara is going to go give another suggestion, but we're going to stop here for now. We did almost a blot today, including the Chazara. So that was mighty, mighty fast. Yeah, we did almost a blot. All right, basically, we're going to continue, Beis Hashem, hopefully, with consistency, with geschmack, hopefully on Sunday. Any questions on what we did today?
Yeah, I do. Good morning.
Yeah.
I thought we hold when it comes to ilonos, or there was enough maybe fruits, we go either baser lakita or we go baser chanata, right?
Right, right.
So what is this shlish? Meaning, what is this, a new category, like grains, like tua? What are we saying here? It's not. Why don't we just go baser the what we know already?
So I believe that the Rishonim asked this question. When we're going to get to it, we're going to have to speak about it. I believe the Rishonim asked this question. Okay, I'm gonna have to look when we get to it. Beis Hashem, we'll see. But that's a good question. Yodi's asking on Daf Yud Beis. I'm in Beis. We speak about the Tvua Mish Yavo Shlish. How does that fit in with our regular Shira that we're familiar with? So we're gonna continue with that. Beis Hashem, hopefully. Zayguzun to everyone.